It's a complicated story, but bear with me. My dad was once a charming man. There wasn't a soul who didn't love him. He was the one who went into school if any of us got into trouble, especially if it was a female teacher. We moved around a lot, lots of schools, lots of teachers. He had this way of leaning forward and of disagreeing in such an agreeable way, they thought he was agreeing. He was a chameleon, changing to match anyone around him. That all gives this a tone I hadn't intended, a flippancy and a cleverness with words when all I want to do is write the history of the cigarette cards and how they killed all of us. Sorry, flippant again. We've still got Mum and I am not, in fact, dead, and neither is Joy, although she has a clear self-medicated death wish nobody can ease her from. She's having a good time and no one can stop her from enjoying oblivion. And of course, without those cigarette cards, Mum and Dad would never have met. It was impossible they would have met. And we wouldn't have been here in the first place. Card 2 of 24, The Bear's Head, Canberra. Built in 1872, it was licensed soon after as an inn, providing a stop between two trading posts until 1888, when a brawl broke out in the beer garden. While this was not uncommon at the time, with tired men drinking too much strong liquor, this incident resulted in the deaths of 8, including 2 women and a child of 5. It began, they say, when a game of billiards got out of hand, and one man thought he would make his point with his cue across the face of the serving girl. The worst of it, people said for years later, is that the victims were left to bleed to death, every man leaving it a run. The inn closed down for 50 years, by which time the deaths were long forgotten and the blood long since faded. 100 years later, the beer garden was different but the same. The stones were more worn and had been regrouted. The shed had been turned into the pool room and people could stand outside and look in. It was a crappy old table, destined for the rubbish, so no one minded it sitting out here in the converted shed. Gerald was a skinny thing the day Gloria met him. The night? The morning? It was past midnight for sure, and the din of the pub had mutated into a kind of buzz. He was in the pool room, knocking the wrong balls into the wrong holes on purpose to make people laugh because he was too small to defend himself in a fight, and people didn't pick one if you made people laugh. Later, much later, decades later, he was bigger in every way. Taller, wider, heavier. Fights? Defending himself? He loved a fight. He used to be a loser. Later, he could win if he picked the right opponent. The ones with no imagination were harder to beat because they didn't see the weirdness of shifting surfaces or the ghosts themselves. Gloria didn't notice him at first. She stood by herself in the beer garden, in the back corner where the bodies had been piled 100 years earlier. No one remembered now. Almost no one. They say if you're here when the place is empty, you can hear the last breaths of the dying, all of them together like... Gerald took that deep breath and let it whoosh out. He had his arms full of dirty glasses. Break was over. He had work to do behind the bar. She watched him walk away, then flicked through the small pack of cards she held. Buy you a drink? This man was far handsomer, but his face was bland and she knew for sure he'd never mimic the dying breath of ghosts. I'll get my own, she said, and she walked to the bar, hearing the inevitable bitch behind her. Gerald gave her a particularly full glass of wine but didn't wink at her, which she appreciated. Back in the beer garden, she sat with her wine and her cards. Porno? Gerald asked her, smiling as he cleared tables. No, and not tarot either. She showed him card 2, this pub, and once he'd finished work, she told him the story of the cards and how, while there were 24 of them, she had never managed to list them, because they seemed to change each time she tried. He took the cards from her and felt a wave of nausea. He told her later that was the moment he fell in love, that he felt ill with love almost at first sight. She waited until his shift was over and they sat in the dark together, listening to each other breathe, both certain they could hear that ghostly breathing as well. Card 3 of 24, Dryden Railway Station, New South Wales. Every day thousands, Millions of people travel through railway stations, each of them carrying their own story. Sometimes these stories end at the station, deliberately or not, falling in front of a train, heart attack, violent attack, robbery, random or otherwise. This card depicts a badly vandalised station, long since closed down. The death depicted here of one of the local unfortunates who stumbled onto the tracks occurred in 1890 and brought new regulations to railway platforms across Australia.